We are the Bible Scouts. We have everywhere from K-4, we have ages K-4 all the way up to fifth grade. Pastor laid it on Pastor's burden. About 3 years ago, he came to me and wanted to work in our Wednesday night program. He wanted me to work on it, and he wanted it instead to be being 1 hour to be 2 hours. And so I just want to take you through the beginning part of what we do at Kids Club. So I would like everyone to stand up for me. Everyone stand up. We're going to do our pledges, all right? I know that some of you have not probably done this since grade school, but we're going to do the pledge to the American flag, pledge to the Christian flag, and then Waylon's going to hold up the Bible. All right, so let's do the pledge to the American flag. Ladies, do you want to do it? All right. Pastor actually took the microphone. All right, you two ladies, come on up here. All right. All right. So the ladies are going to lead us in our pledges. Who is the American flag? All right. Right hands over your heart. Pledge to the American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Michelle is going to lead us in the Christian flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the Savior first kingdom of stands, one Savior crucified, risen and cometh again with life and liberty for all who believe.
All right, and then we're going to do the pledge to the Bible. Waylon, you want to do it? All right.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I'll make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God.
All right, thank you all. You all may be seated. All right, let me get squared away up here. As the K-4 through third grade come on up here and get ready for their song, I just want to welcome you all to Kids Club. We have had an amazing year. It's been phenomenal. I'm going to move this out of the way. It's been a lot of fun. The kids have grown a lot, and you'll see as we do the awards that they have done a lot of work for this thing. They've learned a lot of verses. There are some kids that have learned over 16 verses in their time. So we believe with Bible Scouts that the Bible is the core focus of it, and we want it to be the core focus, and we want kids to learn not just about the Bible, but about how God's Word affects all of our life, about how everything is centered around the Bible. So right now we're going to have the K-4 through third grade sing for us. When we set out to start Bible Scouts, we wanted The theme that I picked out, the theme verse, is Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Everything that we do at Bible Scouts, every lesson that we teach is based on the Bible. We have life skills time, arts and crafts time, and we don't just have a lesson about how we have birds around here, but we have a lesson about how God perfectly planned out the birds, how God perfectly picked out every color that's on an animal, and how it camouflages in with its surroundings. We have, we've had lessons about how wilderness survival, how that can honor and glorify God. We have animal tracks and how the feet of animals help show us God's creation. We've had lessons all throughout the thing about God's creation, just how good God is, how he has created a perfect thing, and we can look at God's creation and see his handiwork in it. And we can look around and see that evolution is not real in it. That's the whole purpose that we have of Bible Scouts. We named it Bible Scouts as a play on regular Scouts. We don't want the kids to be afraid of the woods. We want them to be know what the woods is and have life skills so that once they grow up to be a teenager, once they grow up to be an adult, they have some of those skills that they can rebound off those and grow even more. So right now we're going to have the little fourth and fifth graders sing for us right now.
Just a little child, no higher than your knees. My mother bought a box of crayons just for me. I picked them up and I opened them up and I looked way down inside. And the colors, they reminded me of Jesus when he died. Oh, red is the color of the blood that he shed. Brown is for the crown of thorns they placed upon his head. Blue is for royalty in which he did dwell. And yellow is for the Christian who's afraid to tell. So I colored and I colored till my crayons were all gone. And though I am a children now, the memory lingers on. So when I see a little child with crayon box in hand, I tell them what it means to me and hope they understand. Oh, red is the color of the blood that he shed. Brown is for the crown of thorns they placed upon his head. Blue is for royalty in which he did dwell. And yellow is for the Christian who's afraid to tell. Afraid to tell of a Savior who died on Calvary. Who died for all the sinners, just like you and me. And some sweet day he's coming back to be our king. And the colors of the crayon box you will see. Oh, red is the color of the blood that he shed. Brown is for the crown of thorns they placed upon his head. Blue is for royalty in which he did dwell. And yellow is for the Christian who's afraid to tell. So don't you be a Christian who's afraid to tell.
All right. Now we're going to transition into our awards. We're going to transition to our awards. We have many different awards up here. We have different age level awards and we have different grade level awards. So for first through fifth grade, we have the attendance medals. We have Bible memory medals. We have attendance for the first 6:30 to 7:30 hour, which is our life skills hour. That is the hour where they go in and Miss Anna will lead them in a lesson. Sometimes their favorite is, if we're being honest, the edible craft. They love anything they can eat. But their second favorite is probably the animals crafts that they do. And so they get to learn about those things. That is the Scout Skill Award. And then we also have some students that went above and beyond just their 6:30 to 8:30 requirements. And we have two awards for a Soul Winners Award, where these people passed out a track at least 50% of our things. So that's about 15 days or 15 weeks in a row. So they passed out a track for 15 weeks in a row. How many adults can say they did that? We also have a Fanny Crosby Music Medal. That means that that participant earned 80% of, they attended 80% of the half note practices, and they were there for performances as well. So we don't want them just to come to Wednesday night programs and just have that. We want them to also come and serve the Lord in their local ministry, because we want them, once they grow into the teen class, to be serving the Lord there. We don't want them just to be here Sunday night, Wednesday night. We want them to be involved as well. The K4, K5s have the attendance medal. So they attended during the second hour, classroom and game time. The students can earn up to 3 levels of the scout skills. Scout skills 1, level 1 is means they've attended 1 to 5 times. Scout skills level 2 means they attended 6 to 10 times. And scout skills level 3 means they attended 11 to 15 times. So pretty much if they got scout skills level 3, they've pretty much attended most of the Bible Scouts hours. Also, the kindergarten was able to get the Fanny Crosby Music Medal, and so we have a few of those as well. So I would like the kindergartners to all stand up, all the kindergartners to stand up, walk out that way, stand at the end of your row that way. All right, when I call your name, you're going to go to Miss Anna, get a bag from Miss Anna, all right, and then go to one of my workers, and they're going to pin the badges on you, all right? First up is Brookie Morgan. Brooke Morgan earned the medals for attendance, Bible memory 1, Bible memory 2, Bible memory 3, scout skills 1, scout skills 2, scout skills 3, and the half notes award. All right, Ethan Ricks. Ethan Ricks earned the attendance medal. He earned the scout skills 1, scout skills 2, scout skills 3 medal. All right. Now, at the end, we can applause for them, but let's wait till the end of that grade level, okay? Joseph Betancourt earned the medal for attendance, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, and Scout Skills 3. Madeline Slavens earned the medals for attendance, Bible Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3, and Half Notes. Madeline Smith earned the award for attendance. Peyton Phillips earned the award for attendance. Sierra Carranza earned the award for attendance. All right, let's give these a big round of applause for their hard work. First, second, and third. Stand up. All right. Now, usually it's third, fourth, and fifth are combined, but this year we had a very small first and second grade, so we added the third grade into the first and second grade. So we have first through third. Our first person is Abby Betancourt. Abby Betancourt earned the awards for attendance, Bible Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3. Azariah Vercellis earned the awards for attendance, Bible Memory 1, Bible Memory 2, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3, and the Half Note medals. Chelsea Pablo Diaz earned the awards for attendance, Bible Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2. Dominic Slavens earned the awards for attendance, Bible Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3, and Half Notes. Jesse Betancourt earned the awards for attendance, Bible Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, and Scout Skills 3. Elliot Ricks earned the awards for attendance, Bible Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, and Scout Skills 3. J.D. Morgan. J.D. Morgan earned the awards for Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Bible Memory 2, Bible Memory 3, Bible Memory 4, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3, Half Note Medal, and our first Paul Medal for passing out tracts. Oliver Moore. Oliver Moore earned the awards for Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Bible Memory 2, Bible Memory 3, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skill 3, Half Notes Medal, and the Paul Medal. Riley Moore. Riley Moore earned the awards for Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, and Scout Skills 2. Wessender Aristaldi. Wessender earned the awards for Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Scout Skills 1. All right, let's give these a big round of applause. The funny thing is, a lot of these kids, they seem so timid in here. But once you get them in that gym, they won't be quiet. They're just sulking around here. They don't want to walk out. They don't want to sing. But they do such a good job in class over there. They participate. They do such a great job. All right, fourth and fifth, stand up. All right, we're going to start with Ariana Carranza. Ariana Carranza earned the awards for Attendance in Bible Memory 1. Elizabeth Correa, Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Bible Memory 2, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, and Scout Skills 3. Genesis Pablo Diaz earned the medals for Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2. Grace Vercellis earned the medals for Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Bible Memory 2, Bible Memory 3, and Bible Memory 4. Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3, Half Notes Medal, and the Paul Medal. Haley Shira earned the medal for Attendance. Jacob Peach earned the medals for Attendance, Scout Skills 1, and Scout Skills 2. Lily Hutchison earned the medals for Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Bible Memory 2, Bible Memory 3, Bible Memory 4, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3, the Half Notes Medal, and the Paul Medal. Michelangelo Diaz earned the awards for Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Bible Memory 2, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3. Michenna earned the medals for Attendance, Bio Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2. Rosie Moore earned the medals for Attendance, Bio Memory 1, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2. You ready, Samuel? Better not act shy. Samuel Raymond earned the awards for Attendance, Bible Memory 1, Bible Memory 2, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3. Victoria Betancourt earned the awards for Bible Memory 1, Bible Memory 2, Bible Memory 3, Bible Memory 4, Scout Skills 1, Scout Skills 2, Scout Skills 3, and the Paul Medal. Waylon earned the medals for Attendance, Bio Memory 1, and Scout Skills. And last but not least, Zoe Real. Zoe Real earned the medals for Attendance in Bible Memory 1. Let's give these a big round of applause. right. As these get their last few medals pinned on, can you take out your Bibles? Take out your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy. The funny thing is, I have no idea what Brother Bert was going to sing tonight. 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. We're going to start in verse number 13. All right, while y'all are still turning, I hear still hear some pages turning. I have a few jokes for you. I'm the children's pastor. I'm supposed to have those, right? Why is Swiss cheese considered the most religious type of cheese? Man, Brother James, have you been telling these jokes? It's holy. Why did the sponge go to church? Because it's holy. And what did the pirates call Noah's boat? The Ark. Take your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Thank you, teenagers. Thank you. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 13. It says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." All right, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you, dear Lord. I ask and pray as I preach, dear Lord, that you speak through me. Use me as your mouthpiece, dear Lord. Just take nerves away, dear Lord. Just give the message that you have given to me, dear Lord, to these people. We ask and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at verse number 13, it says, "But evil men." You know, Paul is talking to Timothy here. He's speaking to his son, someone he loved in the faith, someone that was special to him. And right here, he says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse." You know, I know that men in the Bible is a general term, but there's a reason why men is the term that's used. Men should be the leaders in the home. Right here it says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." For the tape room tonight, the sermon that I have is continue, dot, dot, dot. Paul is talking to Timothy here. He's writing to Timothy. And if I received a letter like this, honestly, I don't know if I would be very happy about it. I don't think it would make me encouraged or discouraged. Go up to verse 1 of chapter number 3. It says, "This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come." Right here, Paul is warning Timothy that in the last days, there's going to be some bad dudes that come around. There's going to be some times that are going to be hard. There's going to be some people that are going to be wicked. They're going to be evil. And you know what? They're just going to get worse and worse. And you know what? If I received this letter, if someone wrote this letter, if Pastor Parsons wrote this letter to me, I don't know if that would really encourage me, honestly. But right here, Paul was writing to his son in the faith as he looked towards the end of his ministry. He saw the days and days getting closer, the end of days getting closer. And he knew that as that got closer, men were going to get worse and worse. But right there in verse number 14, it says, "But continue." He doesn't say, don't use it as an excuse. He says, "But continue." Go back to verse number 2. It says, "For men." Can I just say that us men, we set the example? Right here it says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." You say, "Brother John, why are you preaching at me? You should be giving a charge to the kids." I'll get there. Because we set the precedent in the home. We set the precedent in our churches. The men do. Right here in this verse, it says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." Now right here, Paul is going to go on to give 18 more characteristics of someone that's an evil man. Someone that's wrong, that's wicked. But you know what? A lot of this can be summed up right here. "For men shall be lovers of themselves." All they care about is themselves. What gets them farther in life. Right here it says covetous. Now, I don't have to tell you, but covetousness is working. If you don't know, just go to YouTube. If you don't know, just turn on your TV, okay? You're being marketed to, and half the time it's working, all right? When I see a McDonald's for ad for McDonald's, you know where I go? McDonald's. Because I want that sandwich that made that person look happy. Right here, the next one is boasters, prouds, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Now, right there in the first part of the verse, it said for men. And then it says disobedient to parent. Now, I hate to break it to you. I don't live with my parent anymore. Most of you don't live with your parents anymore. But right there, it still says for men are going to be disobedient to their parents. It doesn't say for the kids are going to be disobedient to their parents. It says for men are. And you say, what does that mean? Hey, how are you treating your parents? Because you know who's watching you? These kids. These kids are watching how you treat your parents. And if you are getting backtalked, you know why? It's because they're watching you. Now listen, you should have respect for your parent. And they don't have control over your whole life. But how are you treating them? Are you treating them with respect? Because that's how you're going to be treated by your child. It goes on to say, unthankful, unholy. Now, I don't have to tell most of the parents in here, most of the kids nowadays are not thankful, all right? I have to say most of the adults aren't thankful either. Unholy means they don't love the things of God. Without natural affection, we live in a day and age that we don't have natural affection. The parents don't love the children don't love the parents, and that's sad. And you know who's to blame? The parent. Because they've done, and they built that relationship to that point. They built up barriers between them and their kid. Now they say, how did they do that? Maybe it's their telephone. Maybe it's the friends that they've allowed in their life. But hey, they don't have natural affection. Truth breakers, false accusers. These evil men, they don't care what their word says. They don't care what they say to people. They're just going to go back on it. They're just going to do what makes them feel good in the moment. They're just going to do whatever gets them farther in life. False accusers, incontinent, fierce. We live in a day and age. Right here, these words, they talk about the person's attitude, their control over themselves. Teenagers, do you have control over yourself? Do you have control over your actions? Kids, do you have control over your actions? Now, these kids over here, these kindergartners, okay? You know what's going to happen if you punch them? They're going to punch you back. But teenagers, adults, do we have control over our own actions, our own passions? Right there, that word fierce is talking about our passions, our desires. Do we have, I'm not going to touch more into it, but we have control over our passions. We live in a society where passions are something to be fed. There's something to be enjoyed. And God has given us some of those things, pleasures in our lives. But you know what? There's a time and a place for those things. Listen, we live in a society where if you want it, go do it. Verse number 5, it says, having a form of godliness. They look good. They look like they have goodness in them. They look like they serve a God. They look like they serve someone. They're not hurting people, right? It says, but denying the power thereof. You know what? They're denying the power. There's no, without rules, and the rules without God are nothing. Rules without relationships lead to rebellion. Listen, without a relationship in God, you have no power over your desires. You have no powers over your flesh. Right here, Paul is telling Timothy, verse number 5, it says, from such turn away. I'm telling this to you all as an adult so that you can tell your kids to stay away from those friends. You know why? Because I deal with it in Sunday school class. I deal with it in kids club. Hey, Paul is writing right here to Timothy because he's going to deal with these people. Are you watching your kids? As you should? Are you keeping those friends away? Verse number 9 says, "But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was." Listen, the Bible talks about the righteous man. He looks at the wicked man, and you know what? He stumbles, because he sees how good he has it. But you know what? When you see the end of what the wicked man, the evil man is, you don't want any parts with it. Right here it says, "But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was." Right here in verse number 10, we see the word "but." It says, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine." Right here, Paul is talking to Timothy, and he's saying, "But Timothy, you've known how I lived. You knew who I was." Right here it says, "But thou hast known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." Paul is saying, you've seen what I've been through. You've seen how I acted. You've seen what I believed, and none of it's changed. Even though the evil men are out there, I've dealt with them. I've stuck by the stuff. Right here in verse number 14, it says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned." We're going to a summer season. I don't know how many Christians have been ruined by a summer season. I love when fall comes around again, because you know who's excited about Kids Club? Miss Anna. And the kiddos. The kids love it. They ask me, how many weeks do we have till Kids Club again? Something about after camp. They just know that Kids Club's coming around again, and they're excited about it. They're excited to go learn about the Bible. They're excited to go have game time. But you know what? There's going to be some this summer that are going to walk out that door and never come back. There's going to be some college students that leave this property and they never come back to this property. Right here he's saying, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Parents, where are your kids going to be if they follow in your footsteps? Parents, where are they going to be if they learn the same things that you have learned? Where are they going to be if they listen to the same things you listen to? Right here in this verse, it says, "But continue thou." The first thing that we need to continue in is learning. Right here it says, "But the things which thou hast learned." Kids, this year we learned about God's creation and about how perfect God has created everything, and how that God put the stars in the sky, and how he made the earth so far away. But you know what? Don't stop there. Continue in those things. Don't let someone talk you out of that. Don't let someone talk you about evolution. Because those things are not real. Continue learning. Now listen, right here it says, "Of knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Parents, are you teaching your children? Are you teaching? Are you having devotions at home? Are you putting into their brain things? If not, you know who's going to be doing that? The world. The garbage entertainment out there. You say, "Well, it's just a show." Yeah, but what's that show about? You know, all these Marvel things, they take humanism and make it their storylines. They're feeding it into your home without you knowing. They're feeding into your home without you feeding them the Bible. Listen, it says, "Which thou hast learned." You've put so much time into your kids' sports program, into their sports knowledge. How about their Bible knowledge? What have you done for them? Have you bought them devotions? Have you taught them how to read their Bible? Have you done studies with them? Are they going to look back at their life with you and say, "I remember when we learned John 3:16. I remember when we read Brother Walker's devotional." There's plenty of good material out there. Have you asked? Have you talked to someone about it? "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned." And then next, it says, "and hast been assured of." continue assuring your kids. Your kids need encouragement. They need assurance that what they're learning is the truth. There's some hard things in the Bible, all right? There's some hard things that they're not going to understand. But if they never get assurance from you, they're going to look for it somewhere else. They're going to look for it in the Jehovah's Witnesses. They're going to look for it in the cults that are out there that say you have to work for your salvation. They're going to look for assurance in those people. And you know what? Those people want their assurance so they can get money. That's wrong. How many Baptist people have been lost to cults because their parents have never talked to them about the Bible? And has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Verse number 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise until salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The next point I have is continue memorizing. These kids, they need memorization. They memorize things all the time, all right? You ask them how to play Mario Kart, they memorize the course. If you ask them how to play Smash Brothers Brawl, they know how to beat you. They memorize their character. They have their favorite character. You say, what are you talking about, Brother John? Ask me after service, okay? But they need scripture memorization. They need to know the scripture. Not just have a head knowledge of it. They need to have a heart knowledge of it. Because when temptation comes, you know what's going to keep them away? It's not you. It's the scripture that they have in their heart. Right here in this verse, it says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. You know, right here, Paul doesn't just say scriptures. He says the holy scriptures. They're good enough to set someone apart for God. They're not just some scriptures that we picked out. You know, one of the most convicting things that doing Bible Scouts is? You have to pick out the verses. And some of those verses, I don't remember. I want to remember those verses. Yeah. I want to memorize those things. It's not just good for the kids. It's good for you. Yeah. Have you memorized those things? Because it doesn't just keep you from sin. Look here at the second part of the verse. It says, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Which are able to make thee wise into salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You say, I already know that, Brother John. Does your neighbor know it? If you died today, and your neighbor died today, or your best friend died today, would you go to the same place? Right. Now, Richard might go somewhere hot, but you know, it says, which are able to make thee wise in salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Listen. What is God? What have you memorized in your heart? What verses have you memorized? Are you out there winning souls? Do you know for sure that you're going to heaven? We have so many kids here. So many of them come from the Christian school as well. I wouldn't be surprised if there was someone out in the congregation that didn't know for sure that they're going to heaven. It's really simple. It doesn't take a lot to go to heaven. Romans 3:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. That's not it. Sorry. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're not going to have an invitation tonight. We're not going to have that. But you know what? You're in a place that loves you. We're in a place that is a church. We want to see you saved. It says, for all have sinned, even if you just sin one time. there's a penalty for that sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." It says, "For the wages of sin is death." That's not just a physical death. That's a spiritual death. That's a spiritual separation in a terrible place. Now, we always talk about how hot it is down there. But you know what? That's not going to be the worst part of it. The Bible talks about how the worm dies not. That worm right there is talking about our memory. We don't forget things. And you know what? The beggar down there, you know who he wanted to go to his father's house and go tell him about Jesus? He wanted Lazarus to go down there and tell him. Because he remembered all the times that Lazarus had told him about how he could go to heaven. And he rejected it. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." God doesn't just leave you with only one option. He's given you the option that you can go to heaven too. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a gift. It's a free gift. It's a simple gift. Jesus paid your price on the cross so that you don't have to go to hell. Have you accepted him today? We were watching a video last night about Suriname. We're taking a mission trip there and about the first few missionaries that really reached the Indians in Suriname. And they didn't have the language known. They didn't know what the language was. There was no one that had gone before them to translate it for them. They were going before and they were working with one of the oil companies in the area. They wanted to know what was there. And so they were going to this area and they had to translate the language. And they were following around the people. They wanted to follow them around, learn the customs. And one of the customs was that when they had a child, they would leave that child in the dirt. They would leave him in the mud. And, you know, American culture, that's pretty insensitive. But there was only one person that was allowed to pick up that child, and that was the father. That father, he would reach down, he'd pick up that child, and he'd call it his. Listen, if you're a sinner right now, you're down in the miry clay. You're in sin. You're destined for hell. That baby, he was destined to die. But someone reached down and picked him up. Jesus died for you. Don't go to hell because of your stubbornness. All right, let's pray, and we're going to have the kids come back up here. Dear Lord, I ask and pray for these kids. Dear Lord, I ask and pray for these parents, dear Father, that as they go home, dear Lord, that they would have a renewed desire, dear Lord, to serve you. I ask and pray for these kids, dear Lord, that they would serve you in this summer, dear Lord. They serve you at camp, dear Lord. They learn about you at the church, at church camp and piano camp. I ask and pray, dear Lord, for these adults, dear Lord, if there's someone here who does not know you as their Savior, that they come to the saving knowledge of you today, dear Lord. We ask and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, before we go, all right, before I dismiss everyone, I want all the kids to stand up for a second. All the kids stand up. All right. I want K4 through third grade over here on this side. K4 through third grade on this side. And fourth and fifth grade on this side. We're going to take one more picture, and then the families can come get their kids. Everyone in position. All right. 3, 2, 1, smile. All right. Workers? They're camera shy. All right. Families, I know it's late. I would like you all to come up and get your child first so that we know that you make it. But everyone else, you are dismissed as well. All right. Let's give them a big round of applause.